Brilliance Audio presents Nell and Lady by Ashley Farley. Performed by Shannon McManus. To the nurses on 6 West of Ashley River Tower at MUSC. Chapter 1. Lady. Present Day. Adelaide Belmore was known to family and friends as Lady, although no one considered her a lady, least of all her mother. She stood at the 6th-floor window of the medical center, admiring the orange horizon as the sun set over Charleston Harbor. Clusters of nurses, dressed in cobalt blue scrubs with totes slung over their shoulders and lightweight coats and sweaters draped across their arms, migrated past her to the bank of elevators. She studied the faces of the men and women, young and old, black and white, blonde and brunette, slim and heavyset. When she recognized Nell in this passing parade after 31 years, Nell was her sister, bound forever with Lady by legal documents, but not by blood. They were no longer friends, hadn't been for years. The close friendship they'd shared from birth, the cherished memories of carefree childhood days, had come to a tragic ending as a result of the events of Lady's 16th birthday party on a rare snowy night in January of 1981. The sound of more voices from around the corner soon brought another group of nurses into view. Lady spotted Nell among them. Her lovely caramel skin and thin brows arched high above eyes the color of cognac. She wore a long-sleeved white t-shirt beneath her scrubs, and her glossy hair pulled back into a tidy knot at the nape of her neck. She'd grown from a scrawny little girl into a stunning middle-aged woman. They locked eyes for an instant. Nell's posture stiffened, her jaw tensed, and she quickly looked away. Lady crowded into the elevator with the nurses, and eavesdropped on their conversation as they made plans for the evening ahead. The household chores and children that needed tending, the sleep required to refuel their bodies and minds before returning for another grueling 12-hour shift at 7 the following morning. The sign on the elevator wall, which hung high above their heads, served as a constant reminder to hospital personnel not to discuss patient care in public spaces.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?